because I do indeed listen to podcasts. I'm not only a podcaster, I'm a podcast client. And I listen to several. But I listen to them in, I think, a different way than most people listen to podcasts. I think most people have iTunes and iPods and iButtholes and iMys and iUs and iUDs. And you download, or your shows, your pod shows that you listen to, your podcasts, rather, are automatically downloaded to your mechanism, whether it be on a computer or your iLesbian or your iFart or your iDinky or whatever in the i it is. And so you listen to them with some relativity. Oh, God. With some regularity. Regularity. In with the good air. Out with the bad. Well, that's a deep subject, but it won't hold water.
I do believe in spooks. I do. I wasn't gonna hurt him.
Oh, Lord, lovies. Your auntie needs help. Your auntie needs help. Can you send your auntie some help?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, howdy do there, everyone. This is Big Fatty, and this is episode 151 of the BFO for Friday, the 29th of August, 2008, the very last podcast for the 8th month of the year 2008. And Big Fatty is going to dedicate it to the listeners today. Oh, Lord, wake up, Vera. All right, hi there, everyone. It is the Fat One, and I am here, and y'all, it is Friday, and TGIF. It has been a week and a half, and we are 2 weeks from the opening night of the Biloxi Blues, and you know, if we're going to talk about the Biloxi Blues, I think we ought to have the special music. Well, y'all, the Biloxi Blues is going pretty well. Thursday night, we had what I would call scene change blocking, and that's when the actors learn what pieces of the set they have to move at different intervals during the show, and it's always a little confusing and all, but, you know, so far so good, and I'm giving the actors a long weekend since it is the Labor Day weekend, so we will not have the rehearsal on Sunday night, and I've told them all to just one of the days of the weekend, don't do anything with the show, just forget about it, let their hair down, what little hair they have, because you know they have to have that good military haircut. And so hopefully they'll be able to kind of recharge their batteries over the Labor Day and then come in on Monday night. And Monday night will be our first rehearsal on the actual stage that we'll be presenting the show on, and actually on the set and all that good stuff. So that's always that first night's always a little difficult because, you know, in the rehearsal hall there was an imaginary door there that you had to go through. Well, now you actually have to open it and you have to remember to close it and things like that. So it's relearning the show, and it's like I've told them, you're going to relearn this show several different times. Now, y'all, I have received word from the Super Bee that he and Ryan Starr Jones and Jason, Ryan Starr Jones and Jason being from the Way We See It, and the Super Bee, of course, from the QCast Connection, will be traveling to Charleston. Their travel arrangements have been confirmed, And, you know, they were just going to come up on Saturday and go back on Sunday. Well, now they've decided that's not going to be enough. So they're now coming up on Friday and going back on Sunday, and they're coming to see the show on Saturday night. Now, I also received word today that Tim Cormall and his other half, that would be Ron Pratasoho, that they will also be coming in town that weekend. And Ron Pratasoho and Tim Cormall, who is the patron saint of the BFO, they will be arriving, they're flying in and renting a car. And they are flying in on the 12th, and the morning of the 12th, and then they are flying out on the morning of the 15th. So they'll be here pretty much the same amount of time. Ron and Tim will be here a little bit longer, but not too much. And I haven't gotten a confirmation yet to see if Ron Pratasoho and Tim Cormall want to come the same night as the Super B and Ryan Starr Jones or Jason. Duh! Hello! Hello! Big Fatty, are you there? Hello! Hello! And, I'm sure they'll all come on Saturday night, but they gotta let me know, because, you know, tickets are going fast. The box office opens today, August the 29th, so we'll see how things begin. But they have already started receiving some phone calls, so hopefully that will all work out nicely. Now, y'all, I said today I was going to talk about the listeners, and that's what I'm going to do. I have some new people over on the listener map, and I would like to go over there and say hello to them. I would like to say hello to Jack from Morristown, Tennessee. Jack is on there, and he has some sort of special underpants on that seem to be stuffed full of some kind of giant man sausage that says men at work. And, you know, did you think you would hear the term man sausage on a Friday? It's the perfect term. Use the term man sausage somewhere today, okay? Why don't you? And if they ask, where did you get that, just tell them Big Fatty sent you. And also, I believe Dale, have I seen you before over there from the Vancouver, BC? If I have, then I'll say hello to you again. But also over on the listener map are two other folks, and I'm scrolling up to the top to find them. Nee, 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 nee. And they are Eric from Little Rock, Arkansas. Now, Eric, are you the Eric that has all the tattoos? I don't think you are, because I think that Eric spelled his name with a K. But anyway, but he was from Arkansas. Or maybe it wasn't Eric. I don't know. And also, we want to say hello to Kenner. Didn't they make children's toys, Kenner? From North Ford, CT. That would be Connecticut. Okay. And he appears to be at some sort of sporting event. Hey! That's what Kenner says. Okay. And y'all, if you would like to be on the listener map, all you have to do is go over to the BFO. And up there under the top of the heap, you will see Ruined Listener Map, and you click on it, and you stick your pen in there, and you put your fat ass on there so the Big Fatty knows you're listening. Now, y'all, I have gotten all kinds of, y'all are sending me, I have a folder on the computer, which I do not use, by the way, that I have in there stuff that listeners send to me, and y'all been really thinking about Big Fatty a lot. I'm very sorry that I haven't given you this information before now, but Paul the Kitten Whisperer, I believe, reminded me of this. Was it Paul the Kitten Whisperer? I've probably fucked that up. But somebody reminded me, but I knew about this. But I may have thrown that in the trash. But anyway, on Monday at the Chick-fil-A, if you wear your school colors or some sort of athletic outfit or something like that, yes, it was Paul the Kitten Whisperer, and go to the Chick-fil-A, you will receive a free, did I say free? Did I say Chick-fil? Okay, what more needs to be said? But you'll get to have a free three-pack of the new Chick-fil chicken strips. So, if you don't have anything to do, if you're off on Monday, and you know you're still drunk from going to some sort of debauchery on Saturday or Sunday, and you know you're wearing some sort of sports attire, just stumble into the Chick-fil after 10:30 a.m. and get your free chicken strips on Monday. That's Labor Day, by the way. Labor Day is a national holiday not observed by the coal mine, so we'll be working. But Big Fatty's going to slip away and get some free chicken strips anyway. I received from my eldest son in the e-letters today, was this from him? Who was this from? Gosh. I don't know if this was from him or not. I want to say it is, but I'm not quite sure. Anyway, y'all are going to have to forgive me if I don't remember. Yeah, it was from the eldest son, Walt. And Walt sent me this little ditty from something called The Onion. Now, y'all, if The Onion makes you cry, you might want to step back away from the computer when I play this. But y'all, this is fabulous. Listen to this.
A new flavored fork adds the taste of ham to every meal. It's the Onion Radio News brought to you by Lexi. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Get ready for ham. The Mercer Products Corporation has released a new flavor-enhanced fork that they say will add the smoky taste of pork to every single bite of food on your plate. Mercer spokesman Judd Rastner tells reporters ham is just the beginning.
Within 2 years, you'll see everything from vanilla-flavored spoons for ice cream or desserts to potato-flavored steak knives.
Rastner says the hamork, as it is being called, will contain ham flavor all the way from tip to prong, plus a printed warning against eating the utensil. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
Y'all, if you think Big Fatty's not going to go over to the Amazon right now and add that to the wish list, oh, Lord. Y'all, I can assure you the hamork will be added to Big Fatty's wish list. Oh, Lord, not again. Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry, everyone. That's almost as bad as that Sydney thing that they do over there at the QCast connection. Well, now, y'all, I also... Well, anyway, thank you, Walt, for letting me know about the ham work or ham fork or whatever the fuck it's called. But, y'all, keeping up with this theme of today's show, we're going to get right into today's Memory Lane Music. Well, y'all, today is the last day of Cartoon Memory Lane Music, and this one was sent to me by a listener. That's right. Once again, Walt, the eldest child, comes through and finds something that the fat one couldn't find.
He's been everywhere, flying through the air. He is everyone's friend. He will always land just to lend a hand. He's a friend to the end. Peterpotamus has a charm he could never conceal. It's time to meet Peterpotamus, our ideal.
Look out!
Watch it! it's time to meet Peter Potamus.
Well, y'all, Walt found the cartoon Memory Lane music for Peter Potamus, which was an animated television series produced by Hanna-Barbera and first broadcast on September the 16th, 1964. And early promotional materials for the series carried the title Peter Potamus and His Magic Flying Balloon. And Peter Potamus was syndicated, and he was in there with Magilla Gorilla and Breezley and Sneasley and Ricochet Rabbit and Droopalong and all those kinds of folks. But the show basically featured Peter Potamus and his sidekick. Do you remember the sidekick's name? It was So-So the Monkey. And Peter was big, purple, and friendly. And episodes generally consisted of Peter and So-So exploring the world in his time-traveling hot air balloon. And when faced with a certain situation, Peter would use his hippo hurricane holler technique to blow away his opponents. So that is all about Peter Potamus. And Walt, thank you so much for finding that and sending it. Y'all, the quality on that was a little bit too good. I mean, it almost makes me think that Walt may have actually played that on a record player. Did you have that on 45 or 33 and a third? Huh, okay. Now, y'all, I have gotten a lot of things from all of you, and I just want to thank all of you that send me stuff. People send me pictures. They send me, I've started getting Pepsi codes from other people. James in L.A. sent me the story about the little girl that and her dead goldfish. And it's the old woman looking over the fence, and she says, "Morning, Nancy, what are you doing there?" And the little girl, my goldfish died, so I'm burying it. And the woman goes, "Well, you silly girl, that hole is far too big for a goldfish. That's because he's inside your fucking cat." I love that. Okay, so the little girl killed the fucking cat. So, but y'all keep sending Big Fatty the little goodies and the cartoons and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I get a lot of pictures of fat people, too. Everybody has these camera phones and the iPhones and everything, and everybody loves to send pictures of people that are fat. I guess maybe people think, "Oh, is that Big Fatty? Maybe I'll get a picture of Big Fatty and send a picture to Big Fatty of Big Fatty." There was one that was some big fat person in plaid, and I thought, I think the Ramble Redhead sent that to me. Yeah, I believe he did. And, oh, dear, Gussie. Y'all, did you ever figure out who Gussie is? Do some research on that. Arthur wants to know. Now, y'all, I know that John McCain is having a big old birthday today, and so is Noah from the PNS Explosion. And we'll wish one of them a happy birthday. You can choose between the two of them. And anyway, I hope you have a fantabulous Memorial Day weekend. I hope it's filled with some sort of pork product, and that you get out and do something loads of fun, or you stay inside and be involved in something that involves a load. Well, that's getting a little kind of gross. Now, if you're off on Monday, don't forget, chicken strips are awaiting for you over at the Chick-a-Fil. Big Fatty will be back here on Monday, though. I don't take the day off. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.